So my big things, and I know you two girls are very, all over these things, but I'm going to go through them anyway. So my really high-level products that do many things for many cells in the body are the purified zeolites. The reason I love zeolites is that it hits the highest charge and frequency of the worst toxins first. The CerulStem enhancing collagen. The reason I love actually any collagen if it's good quality, but the CerulStem enhance, every time you take two capsules, it's releasing stem cells from the bone marrow, and those stem cells can go and become anything they need to become in the body. Collagen is required for over 70% of the cells in our body. And so many of us are collagen deprived because we're not doing things that allow us to digest proteins. The redox molecules, because they allow every cell to renew, regenerate, and detoxify. The sulfurophane products, and once again, my favorites are the Brock Shots and the Sulfuriclear. The Sulfuriclear, for example, one capsule is equivalent to 1¾ cups of broccoli. Broccoli sprouts, broccoli. So, Brock Shots are stronger than the Sulfuriclear, but cost-wise, about the same. It's all expensive. But the HCG weight loss process, because it does a brown fat detox and a hormonal reset. And then, of course, the Solex bioresonance technology, because those daily frequencing balancing, just helps to bring the cells back into balance. So, it's an easy thing to do on a daily basis. Yeah, and I love the terahertz one because, again, it doesn't even touch the cells that are healthy. It just goes through to the cells where there's an imbalance, and it sort of wakes up the metabolism of those cells so that it speeds up the release of the inflammatory cytokines or hormones or toxins or whatever's going on. And then, of course, the other things we've chatted about, the activated Bs are so important, getting your minerals up, because there's something like 90 to 98% of disease states you can link back to mineral deficiencies. So when you think about that, we've got to get that mineralization going. Digestive enzymes, because we've got to digest what we eat. There's no point not digesting what we eat. Having that Celtic sea salt on our tongue before we eat helps because we are sodium chloride. We need the chloride in salt to help us make the hydrochloric acid in the gut. So all these low salt diets, and how interesting that these old people, they get into hospital, they're dehydrated because they're told not to have salt. They're given saline. As soon as they hit the hospital, they're given saline. So digestive enzymes, digestive herbs and minerals that support gut healings and detoxification. Bugs are clever. They don't want to die. That's why it's good to mix up our detox regimes. Liver detox nutrients such as glutathione, St. Mary's thistle, the activated turmeric and curcuminoids, if we can digest those. Glutathione, of course, at 240 mils a day of the redox signaling molecules increase our glutathione by 800%. Lymphatic detox herbs such as clevers, prickly ash, and phytolacca. Our lymph, there's four times the amount of cells in our body that are lymphatic cells to red blood cells. And blood cleansing herbs like raspberry leaves, nettles, gota kola. But some really, really good stuff out there. The redox signaling, it's involved in every system. The nervous system, the endocrine system, into the skin, the skeletal system, the muscular system, cardiovascular, lymphatic, respiratory, digestive, urinary, reproductive, and immune. And from a gut detoxing, I was listening to a guy who was a gastroenterologist, or whatever their equivalent is over in the States. And he was saying that what he started seeing when he started using redox in his practice is that people's chronic gut infections started disappearing. So he thought, right, that must make a difference. Somehow that's changing the environment in the gut so that the unhealthy bugs aren't thriving and surviving. Stem cells, once again, I've been using the stem cell product for about 20 years. Actually, that they've changed, the company has changed, but that was because of a thing that went on. But stem cells can become any cell in the body. Nervous system cells, epithelial cells, immune cells, sex cells, sex cells. It does sell. Muscle cells, fat cells, bone cells, blood cells, so Stem cells can become any cell in the body, and the body has a hierarchy. So once again, thinking about the redox molecules, those molecules will go in the body to where they need to go first. The stem cells, when they're released from the bone marrow, they will go to the area in the body that they need first. So they do have a few cool little products. You know, I love the Stem Enhance, and I love the collagen because it's delicious. And you know, in the skincare, my favorite's the serum. But this plasma flow here, I was sort of chatting away to a guy in New Zealand recently, and he's had some high thousands and thousands of dollars have been spent getting people around the world not knowing what they're looking at to look at the clots that are building up in people's bodies. And he said, what happened, or what it seems to be, is that part of what we have been injected with in the last 3 years has been manipulated so that when it's in the bloodstream and it starts creating a clot, it disables our own enzymes from breaking down that clot. So we have lots of mechanisms in the body whose job it is to stop clotting and to heal things. And it seems like, and it's sounding like there's, you know, this will be a published paper within 8 weeks, that it's been manipulated. It's been manipulated to allow clotting to occur. So I asked him about this plasma flow. This is my point, because he takes Stem Enhance and plasma flow. And I said, so does that mean that plasma flow wouldn't work? Because plasma flow has an ingredient in it called fibrinase, and it's an enzyme that helps to break down fibrinogen, which is a clotting factor in the blood. So, and he said, no, it won't touch it. And I said, oh, that's interesting. He said, but I'm taking it everywhere because I want to stay alive. So his theory is that, again, we know there's crap out there that we don't know how to eliminate yet, but we do know how to do a lot of good stuff. So if we can keep as many of our detox pathways working, as many of our systems working as we can, then even crap like that, hopefully our body will end up finding a way. So the zeolite, the toxic burden many of us are carrying is growing due to the gradual accumulation of toxins since the Industrial Revolution. So the one, yeah, and the thing about zeolite that I love, sorry, it's a bit blurry, but on the right, zeolite is a negatively charged nutrient. It goes over and it sops up positively charged toxins. So things like heavy metals, mercury, air pollution, lead, cigarette smoke, you know, so things that have a very slight charge, like calcium and silica and magnesium, they actually won't be touched by the zeolite. They are by things like EDTA. So there's that is one of the things that Dr. Anna Mahalsia, for example, is recommending a lot to help to get rid of some of the detox. But the EDTA will also bind with minorly charged things like calcium, magnesium, silica. So long term, if we do that, we can end up becoming more and more mineral deficient. So the brand that I like is the Regal supplement brand. So what they do with the zeolite is, once again, it's a 3-day process. It heats the zeolite to about 700 grams and 700 degrees, sorry. And I don't know whether that's Fahrenheit or Celsius. It's just a factoid I locked away in my head when I went to New York to hear about it 20 years ago. And basically, these guys, because they heat it, they cleanse it, which is a really specific process. So that allows the zeolite to be as highly active as it can be. And again, I don't trust the Australian ones because we do not have a facility to cleanse it here in Australia. So just because it's been micronized, so a lot of them say micronized zeolite, that means absolutely nothing if they haven't cleansed it. So again, it's all just sneaky terminology. Sulfurophane, again, I love it because it's antioxidant, antimicrobial, anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, anti-aging, neuroprotective, and anti-diabetic. So those are the family of things that are high in sulfurophane: cabbage, kohlrabi, cress salad, Brussels sprouts, kale, cauliflower, and broccoli. So if we don't have FODMAP issues, or if we don't have oxalate issues and we can get into those, then they're high in sulfurophane. And of course, my two favorite products are BrockShots or BrockOn and Metagenic Sulfuriclear. They're the ones that definitely test up the best. And of course, the good old bioresonance. I would not be without that. It is really interesting. I was chatting to a guy in America recently, and he, Ernesto, actually, Sharon from
Yeah.
our practitioner excellence course. Anyway, and we were talking one day about people's values, because I can talk to people about, say, a SEER or stem enhance or the bioresonance, and they'll go off and buy a new car, but they won't do this. Or they'll spend $15,000, going and buying a whole bunch of some other thing, and I'll think, okay, so where is it? And he was saying that everyone has their own hierarchy of values. So if their number one value is holidays, and their health value is really, they're going to do their holidays, they're going to spend time with friends, they've got plenty of drinking going on, they're working 12 hours a day, they really don't give a shit about health, they just want a bit more energy. They're not going to put the energy in if someone can give them a faster response. So, oh, well, we'll just cut out the tumor. Oh, we'll just go to Russia and we'll do like a week's thing, and that'll sort it out. So people's hierarchy of values is really different. And again, I just have always spent a lot of money on my, I don't know why, but it's always been up there with one of my highest values. And I spend a lot of my health. And just seeing that response, by that client who I whacked on those frequencies for this morning, that's so wonderful. And I, wouldn't be without it. Wouldn't be without it. And of course, the terahertz frequency, because it does have the red, blue light, the chakra stones, the copper, gold, silver, it's and all going through our terahertz frequency. It's just really cool. So you can have it in the palm of your hand. Yeah, and I saw this picture earlier on, so they were letting us know exactly what's in there, so we've got the motor, but we've got all these crystals in there as well as the little thingy. So
Love my wand.
my body eliminates toxins easily. It is fun being human. I am happy, healthy, and well. Yeah, thank you.